What is the discipline that offsets frenzy? It's prayer, isn't it? It's solitude and prayer. We begin to realize as time begins to go and we're going faster than we ever intended and everything's flying around and you have to get away from that somewhere where you can be alone, where you can find solace in God, where you can pray. Listen to what the scripture says in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I went through and I found some other translations. Listen to this. The Living Bible says, cease striving and know that I am God. Stand silent and know that I am God. The Amplified Bible says it this way, let be and be still and know, recognize and understand that I am God. Here's my favorite one from The Message by Eugene Peterson. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics and above everything. Don't you love that first part? Step out of the traffic. And you know what I've discovered? When life gets hectic, you got to step out of the traffic. You got to find the place where you meet with God. You've got to get involved in your conversation with God. You've got to pray. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace because his mind trusts in you. Over and over again, I don't have to read you the verses that tell us to pray. They're multiplied in both the Old and New Testament. Psalm 32:6 says, for this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Colossians tells us to continue earnestly in prayer. Oswald Chambers in one of his writings says, remember, no one has time to pray. No one. We have to take time from other things that are valuable in order to understand how necessary prayer is. The things that act like thorns and stings in our personal lives will go away instantly when we pray, and we won't feel the smart anymore because we have God's point of view about them. Prayer means that we get into union with God's view of other people. Now, let me just stop and tell you something that I've learned. Every day, I fight this little mini battle in my life, and I'll be surprised if it's not similar to the one you fight. When I wake up in the morning, I have running through my mind all the things that are on the schedule for the day. What I need to do, things that need to be done, who I'm going to meet, what I'm going to study, what's going to happen. And there's a part of me, it's just the driven part of me, that wants to head out of the house, get to the gym, get the exercise done, and then get to the office and get to work. And there's the other part of me that says, don't go there. The other part of me says, before you go anywhere or do anything, get centered in who the Lord is. Now, I can tell you, I've tried it both ways. And I give testimony today that no matter how much you have on your agenda, no matter how frenzied your schedule might be for that day, you cannot get ahead by skipping your time with God. You just can't. It seems to me like when you do that, first of all, you got this guilt on you all day. You didn't do it, so everything you do, you're trying to figure out how you're gonna make up for what you didn't do. And the other thing I've discovered is this, and this is an amazing thing to me. When you have a busy day and you spend that time with God, centering your life on Him, building your inwardness toward God, what happens is that the busyness of your day takes on a whole different, mysterious things happen during the day. I'm not into magic or mysticism. I'm just saying that the person you couldn't figure out how in the world you're going to get a hold of, you run into them in the restaurant while you're going to lunch. And the things you were worried about that might happen start to come together in your thinking process as you get divine viewpoint on them. And so instead of spinning your wheels and all the things that we do when we're in a frenzy, prayer quiets us down. One author I read says the beauty of prayer is that it slows down your RPMs so that God can get into your heart and you can hear what He's saying. And one of the things I've discovered that I need to do, and I do it often, is to write out my prayers. People ask me all the time. I was on a talk show and somebody says, well, what do you do if you're trying to pray and you just can't concentrate and your mind keeps wandering? What do you do? I said, well, two things. Number one, if you're in a place where you can do it, pray out loud. If you hear yourself praying, you're not as apt to go to sleep, right? Number two, and this is what I've tried to do, write out your prayers. You say, well, that seems strange. No, it's not strange. Writing crystallizes your thought, and as you write, you think carefully about what you want to say to God, and it keeps your attention and it keeps your focus. And then when you finished writing, you go back and read it, and you realize that God has used just the simple writing out of a prayer that might not even be more than a page long. God has used that to center your life for the day. I'm just saying that prayer is a discipline, isn't it? We pray because we're commanded to pray. And when we pray, we find why it is that God wants us to do it. Because it helps us overcome the frenzied life